Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings, and this audio is a look at the sacred number 13. And this will be an audio that will stand the test of time. It will be something that you can work with and connect into at any time. It may be the first of more than one audio about the number 13. There's so much to say about it. And it is being recorded in 2013, at the end of 2013, right before we have Friday the 13th in December. And we will also have the 13th full moon of the year from December solstice of 2012 to December solstice of 2013. And I'll share a little bit more about how that works, because many people are mistaken in believing that the cycle of the moon, the phases of the moon, there are 13 full moons in a year, and that is not exactly true. It only happens about every third year. And then, of course, there's all of the lore around 13 as an unlucky number. And that has actually been part of a plan or part of a way to disempower the number 13, as it is a number of ascension. It is also a primary number, and it is a number that connects to sacred geometry. So if you look at the number 13, say you had six circles placed around a seventh circle, this is a model of sacred geometry and perfection in the second dimension. And that has been known to mathematicians throughout time. But that is a little bit harder for me, and I don't have an image of that I can share with you. But there is also the image of 12 spheres around a central sphere that make 13 in all, the 12 around one, and I will talk about that a little bit more. And this is actually considered to be a compact three-dimensional arrangement that is recurrent in nature. The 12 around one happens many times, and we can even look at things like the 12 disciples of Christ, the 12 knights of the round table. There are 12 major constellations that go around the earth being the one, the 12 around one. We could say there are 12 signs, archetypes of the signs, and they go around the one, us, each of us, and we integrate these 12. We have certain ones that are our primary archetypes that we're leading with, but we encounter them all. We encounter every season, we encounter every archetypal energy, and we are integrating and becoming an expression of the different possible combinations of how these archetypal energies can be manifest through the one that is us, the one that is us. So we are connected to the one. There are, we could say, there the diversity, the unity and diversity, and the and how the many become one. And in fact, that is part of something else we'll be talking about in a moment when we get to the Great Seal of the United States. So we could say then that 13 is really a basic structural unit that is found in nature, and that the when we think about 13. There's so many things that really connect to the number 13. I'm going to share some of them with you. And interestingly, one of the reasons that the number 13 was, disempowered is that, the Catholic Church didn't like people having the power of this number. So it became evil. It became a number that was associated, had a lot of fear created around it. The Knights Templars were actually arrested on Friday the 13th in the year 1307, I believe. So there were a couple of 13s involved with that. And so Friday being a holy day, Friday also being the day of the goddess, Freya's day, the day for Venus, and 13 being sacred to the goddess. So before Christianity came in and started to disempower the number 13, Friday the 13th would be the day, or Venus's day, the goddess's day, would be the day people would celebrate. They would go home and make love. They didn't show up to work, or, you know, there were reasons that making that an unlucky number. However, what's interesting to note is that we do have 52 weeks a year, and that is the number 13 times 4. There is a 26,000-year cycle that we look at in the processional cycle. And of course, there are definitely those who may say that it's not exactly 26,000 years. Some say it's 25,980. Some say it's 24,000. But if we look at a 26,000 year cycle and that 13,000 years, 13 is, that's 13 twice basically. And 13,000 years ago, we were in a mirror image of the time we're in now. And in the Mayan traditions, 52 years, actually, other cultures have worked with this as well. They would just restart the calendar every 52 years, and they would, through ceremonial intention, they would just basically start over. They would demolish, they would destroy, they would dismantle, they would, you know, take apart whatever had been in the civilization for 52 years. In the Jewish tradition, this was known as Jubilee, and it's like all the wealth would be redistributed among the people at that time in the Jubilee. And in the Mayan or the Aztec calendars, they would they just sort of do a dress rehearsal, so to speak, for what it would be like if everything just came to an end and was done. So it was seen as a time of death, like the ending of something, but also the beginning of something. And it would be followed by renewal, regeneration, rebirth. It would be followed by ascension, perhaps. So there were, in fact, it has been connected to the ascension process. And the number 13 was the 13th rune, or the 13th letter in the alphabet of the Norse people. And that 13th rune was called Iwas, and basically this was the balance point found between the day and night, or light and dark, the destruction and creation, death and rebirth, we could say the heavens and the underworld. So 13 representing that balance point, the alpha and omega, the beginning and the end, or the end and the beginning. So it is the death of what no longer serves, but is also connected to eternal life. And as I mentioned, and a lot of this is written in the December 2013 celestial timings, the number 13 is the number of the death card in the tarot. That was the 13th card. So there's many, many clues that we have still in our culture to this day about how important the number 13 is. And So let's just look at some of the things. Some of the things that show up in nature. For example, turtles have 13 segments on their back, and there's a picture of that in the December 2013 celestial timings. I will be also creating a separate article that will have all this written material, so it won't disappear, and it will be posted in the my sharings or astrological insights. It'll be posted somewhere on my website, so you can go and read the written material as well. We could say that the other ways that the number 13 is important is actually important to the cycle of Venus. So there are five Venus cycles. Five times Venus rises as a morning star. Five times she goes retrograde. Five times she rises as an evening star. After she goes retrograde, she rises as a morning star. Five times she emerges into the evening sky, goes retrograde, conjuncts the sun, and merges into the evening, into the morning sky again. There are five times that happens every 8 years. 5 + 8 = 13. In addition to that, Venus will go around the sun 13 times. So 5, 8, 13 is part of the Fibonacci sequence. The Fibonacci sequence. And again, as I mentioned already, 13 is a prime number, so it can only be divided by itself. And some people would say that that represents the integrity of the and the purity of the number 13, that it is something that is incorruptible, that it exists with its own integrity. And so there's a lot of power that we find in this number, and we have been disconnected from the power of the number 13. In the Arthurian legend, I already mentioned there were 12 knights of the Round Table. But there's Merlin is also said to guard the 13 treasures of Britain. And the Druids had 13 segments, and the Bards had 13 doctrines. The flag of the United States has 13 horizontal stripes, 6 white and 7 red, and the original flag had 13 stars representing the 13 original colonies. The U.S. government seal, and there's a picture of it that will be posted in the December 2013 timings and the article that I'm going to create that goes along with this recording, that you'll get to, where you can see the seal. And it's showing that there are 13 stars. There are 13 original colonies. There are 13 stars on the seal. There are 13 arrows, 13 berries, 13 stripes, and 13 leaves. And there are two 13-letter phrases. And the famous one that most people know is the Pluribus Unum. There are exactly 13 letters. And this is what the meaning means out of the many one, or one from many, or many uniting into one, depending on how you translate it. And this is, again, the idea that 13, and there's actually in the number 13, there is a one. And the one connects to, it's the 12 around one. It really connects us back to the 12 around one. And then the other saying is annuit coeptis. I might not be saying that exactly right, but that's a Latin phrase. And it basically means that he approves of the undertakings, or he has approved of the undertakings, he meaning God. It could be she as well, but, in terms of however it was translated in the patriarchal time. So, we can say that the Founding Fathers understood that the number 13 was a unifying vibration. And if we think about the number 13, we could say that it actually is activating the solar light body, because it is the 12 around one. So that we are the one that integrates the 12. The sun goes through 12 signs and 12 constellations. The signs are different than constellations, and I have a YouTube that explains why that is. But the signs are seasonal. They have nothing to do with the stars, even though they're named the same names, and that confuses everybody. But the constellations are the star patterns. So the seasonal signs move through all 12 constellations. All 12 seasonal signs move through all 12 constellations in a 26,000-year time period, or approximately that time period, which is the number 13 twice. And the halfway point is 13,000 years. So if we think about this, each one that, you as a one, I as a one, everyone as a one, whoever is a one, is essential to the whole as we make up the one in the number 13 and the 12 that goes around and that we connect with, and we have our perception and experience and the collective aspect of all these different ones, all the many having an experience that is informing the one. So it's kind of cool. Now, something that's happened is over the years, the elite who hold the power of commerce and government and the religious institutions are the ones that have been working to instill this fear around the number 13. And they actually use it. Obviously, it's used on our Great Seal of the United States over and over again, many, many different times. And it is a powerful number for creating magic. It's connected to many of the alchemical properties, the ways that the alchemists worked with this number. So, something I'm going to suggest is that you make your own power sigil. Now, sigil literally means it's a painted symbol that is considered to have magical power. Or it's a symbol that's used in magic. So you can create a sigil that's for the number 13, and you can do that in many different ways. You might want to create a vision board and maybe put yourself in the center. Maybe put yourself in the center of a pyramid that has the number 13 written 13 times, 13 13s, so to speak, with other intentions. You can do it in any way that you would like, but if you're doing this and creating this with intention, then you can be doing it to manifest your heart's desire, your true soul's purpose, without interference, that you become guarded and protected by the number 13, that the number 13 is a number of manifestation and can help you to support whatever it is that you're bringing in. And so that's one of the ways that you can do it. And you know, I think it's really up to people. There's things on the internet. You can find YouTubes on creating sigils for the number 13. But I think it's really important to tune into your own guidance and to figure out what would be really true for you and how would you want to create this, I don't know what I want to say. I guess sigil. How do you want to create the sigil? What's your intention? Maybe really sit and meditate on that and listen to your inner prompting and your inner guidance and create something that comes from what's really true for you and what's really aligned for you and how you want to engage the power of the number 13.